Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. 2:04 on a Thursday. The president's supposed to be speaking from the White House soon. I don't think we have a specific announcement that we know that they're going to make quite yet, but we're going to carry that when it happens. I just refreshed that. Did you see any news on Mitch McConnell?
I saw that he fell.
He fell? Okay.
But I haven't seen how he's doing.
But was that fall just here just recently?
Yeah, it was today.
I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on some of these races that are happening across the country. We've got New Jersey, New York City, and Virginia. Do these races matter nationwide? There's so much money that can be keyed in and focused on just three states that are getting up all the attention. So if you consolidate all that money into just three races as opposed to like a midterm where you have to be much more strategic about where you put resources, sometimes I think that they can over-amplify bellwether status based on what happens here. According to a Trafalgar Group poll, Trafalgar and Insider Polling, Robert C.K. Haley has this up today. Today's the 16th, correct? Yes, at 1:33. Virginia race, Spanberger, who's the Democrat there, 47.5%. Winsome Sears, 45.3%. So there's a 2.2 spread there. Undecided, 6.4. I don't understand why Winsome Sears hasn't taken off more, especially under the fact that the current governor there is a pretty, I think, respected Republican governor. He won. It was kind of a shock when he won initially, but it doesn't seem like she's been able to ride that wave really successfully. Does the Virginia governor race matter to everybody?
Us. No, it doesn't. But as a bellwether, it does. I do think this is a big bellwether. 2021 showed that Joe Biden was very unpopular. Glenn Youngkin pulled that race off in a blue state now. And that's amazing. That was a real shock, and it showed where the state of the nation was. And I believe this one will do the same. It's always a referendum in the year after the presidential election. New Jersey and Virginia are always a referendum on the president. It's the best referendum we have. So in that sense, this really is important to see where the state of the nation is concerning the White House, really. And that said, as I've watched this, I still don't think Winsome Sears is going to pull it off. I'm not even sure Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey will either. But the fact that they're so close is really good.
The Virginia lieutenant governor race, I'm skipping over that one, but the Virginia AG race, Jay Jones at 44.6%, Jason Meares, however you say his last name, 49.5%. So he's got a 5-point lead. That has to affect
It's a drag.
The Winsome Sears opportunity to win there. And, you know, I've heard everybody's talking about the Jay Jones text messages that were sent where, you know, the text message initially says you've got two bullets and you've got Hitler, Pol Pot, and was it his opponent?
His opponent.
His opponent in there. And his response was that he'd put two bullets in the head of his opponent. The grotesque nature of that discussion went on to talk about hurting his kids, because he said that when you, it's not until they, as in his opponent, it's not until they really feel pain that they will begin to change. That's the message there. His message is that his opponent in the attorney general race would have to feel that level of pain in order for them to think right. That is dangerous and destructive rhetoric, but on a granular local level, I don't understand why there isn't more emphasis on the fact that the man who wants to be the attorney general of the state of Virginia thinks that that is how justice is served.
It's the worst position possible to be running for and say that stuff.
Yes, like to suggest that you think that somehow or another someone needs to suffer in an unimaginable level for thoughts and minds to change, that you would think that that was right. How can you be somebody who advocates for law and order in your state? You know, we've seen attorneys general across the country have an effect on what administrations have been able to do. Of course, certainly seen attorneys general sue Biden and Eric Schmidt and Andrew Bailey, among others. But we've seen them sue Trump, too. It's a very powerful position to be in. And the man who wants to serve in that position in Virginia willfully wants to see that level of suffering, the pain of losing a child and or of losing a loved one, because that's what needs to happen for these people to basically get it through their thick skulls. I can't. Why is there not more of a message on, look at what the people seeking these offices actually believe about what justice can look like?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And he very well could and should actually lose that race now, even polling wise, because he's the one that's behind out of all of the Virginia candidates. The Democrats are still running ahead just a little bit, even according to Trafalgar. But he's not. He's behind, and he should lose that race. Even if the others win, he should lose that race. And I think that he will.
I saw somewhere, like some, I don't know if it was on in Times Square or whatever, but suggesting that Cuomo has like a 13% chance of winning the New York City mayor race. Does that affect the country?
Yeah. Well, you talked about this a little bit with Hogan Gidley, that it affects the country because it's such a prominent position. He said it was America's front door, in a sense. A lot of people come to America right there through New York. It's how they are introduced to the country, and it's the most famous city on earth, you could argue. And for a avowed socialist to be running it is a turn left. I mean, we talk about this being a kind of a referendum, this November election, on Donald Trump, on the White House. That's the left's get back. That's them saying, oh, this is how we're going to get you. We're going to elect somebody who's so far left you wouldn't even believe it. But it's to their own detriment. And they're going to see that. It'll happen in slow motion, just like many other things, but they'll see it, because you can't enact socialist policies without having the same results. Every time the policy is implemented, it always results the same way.
Yeah, if you're the Democratic Party and you're watching this take place right now, I'm thinking you have to, if you're not, unless you're, somebody made a comment, I wish I had started from earlier when we were talking to Hogan Gidley. They said that Zoran Mamdani isn't representative of the Democrat Party. He's the goal of the Democrat Party. Like, that's where they're pursuing being. Like, they want to be that. He's there, he's out, and he's boldly socialist. But that's where the Democrat Party has been heading for a long time, and he's achieved that. He probably, I mean, it'll be devastating for that wing of the party if he loses this race. Because I think most people are kind of making it a foregone conclusion that he's going to win.
Yeah.
Like, it would be shocking if Cuomo comes out. And I was thinking about this. We needed Joe Biden to get Donald Trump back in office. Like, if the Democrats would have run somebody in 2020 that would have been kind of palatable, maybe a little more present, maybe a little more lively, and maybe a little bit more moderate, and the administration would have been not great from our side of the aisle. Like, you still definitely want to have a Republican in there, but not exactly what the Biden administration did. I don't think that Donald Trump would have been able to come back and win. Like, you needed to rip the whole system back to center. And Donald Trump was able to do that because of how far left the Biden administration took it. And so I was thinking, like, maybe Zohran Mamdani becomes the mayor of New York City. And he's the mayor. It's a 4-year term. Is that right? It might not be. It might be 2 or 3. I don't know.
I think it's 4. Mm-hmm.
So that puts him into, if he wins now, what, 2030 probably?
Yeah.
So maybe Donald Trump becomes the next mayor of New York City.
Wouldn't that be something? You know who he reminds me of when you hear him speak? Because he did a hit on Fox News yesterday. Mamdani did. And he's really good at media. He looked at he's talking to Martha McCallum. And he stops talking to Martha McCallum.
Yeah, he's the guy you run away from in the bar. He's too good at talking.
He's too good at it.
Yeah.
He turns to the camera, is like, listen, I want to talk to you. And you're like, dude, this is not a debate stage. But that's what he was ready to do it. He had a message ready. And when you listen to it, you're like, man, it's pretty slick. He reminds me of Gavin Newsom because he's so good at playing that game.
And he hasn't had to show anything for yet. Gavin Newsom has been good at that game, but his game isn't working anymore. And you can tell it frustrates him. He's like the guy at the bar who's really good at talking, but now he's old and balding.
Or all the girls have already gone through that once with him and they're like, yeah, we know. We know.
We've heard about you.
Yeah.
We know how it goes. It's one of the things that it's a double-edged sword. I understand that. But it's one of the things I appreciate about Donald Trump is that I don't feel like he's trying to charm me out of my own senses. There's like a bewitching factor to what Mamdani and Gavin Newsom are trying to do. There's a kind of a seductive nature to it, like alluring. And I don't trust that stuff ever in my life anywhere. Like, the facts should speak for themselves. Tell me what you want to do. And if I'm for it, you got my support. I don't even need to really love you. I could just support what you got here because it's the right thing. But you think that you're going to smooth me over and butter me up? Oh, God dang it. He's looking at me right now.
See? I told you.
He's right behind Ryan. And I'm trying to talk to Ryan and Mamdani's making eyes at me.
Just happened to come up
right
now. I
can't even vote for you, mister. Leave me alone.
He was talking directly to his opponents. He was talking to Donald Trump. I mean, he was ready to go. And went on Fox. I mean, I give him credit for going on Fox News. Martha McCallum asked him really good questions, and he just writhed right through them.
Like,
he's gonna be fine. Yeah.
Do you have any idea when I'm talking about men approaching women in bars? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never done that.
Have you ever seen it?
Seen that?
You've never seen it?
Oh, yeah, I kind of have. I've seen people send drinks to each other before, and I'm always like, ooh. I'm gonna watch this like it's TV.
I think if I were 40 and dating, that, like, having someone send me a drink would be fine. If the situation was, like, normal. I'm not, like, going out to bars. I don't know that anybody really goes to bars to, like, to form relationships specifically. But if you were in a place and someone wanted to get your attention, they got to get your attention somehow. And women do like it when men do a little work for it. They should have to. It shouldn't be, what's the word? Easy. But I am highly entertained by watching, because I've said this before, I was friends with beautiful people. The girls I was friends with, they were all stunners. And we'd all go out and I would just watch them one after another come up and hit on my friends. And I mean, my friends were beautiful and unfortunately very smart. And we just thought it was funny. We just got free drinks out of it.
Nice.
Can you take free drinks from a guy who's hitting on you but being a sleaze about it? Isn't the best you can get out of it is a free drink or something?
I don't know the rules. I was terrible at that.
Did you ever try?
You'd think I would be great at that.
No.
But I was bad.
I think you're honestly too genuine.
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't think you'd be good at it. But everything I'm saying here is not flattering to the men who are trying to do that.
You know who else it's not flattering to? And an entire constituency of your listenership that you have lost in this segment. Older, balding men.
I know, I
who apparently
felt bad
don't have game.
I felt, no, you just have to. Being bald is not in and of itself a problem. You could be, I mean, what's the equivalent? This is a dangerous road to go down to. What's the thing that women are, I mean, I don't think weight for women automatically, it's like, where do you carry your weight? How do you carry your weight? How do you carry yourself? I think it's just a matter of confidence. So if you're bald and be confident. I can think of a lot of very attractive bald men.
I can't. I don't think about that at all.
You are one.
Well, yeah, but I wear a hat all the time. So well, people don't think of me. They think of me as a guy who has a hat on.
They think of you as a dude. Dudes wear hats, right?
Should I go buy hair? Should I go get a client?
About semi-annually, I just throw out there that if there's somebody who does hair replacement who would like Ryan to sponsor or endorse you, he's open to it.
It's been a road, because I think I remember you asking this. It is about once a year. And when I first joined the show, you asked me that randomly, and I was like, I don't know. I wasn't really ready for it. And I've come full circle. I'm ready for it.
Hair?
I think I'd do it.
I
don't know what it would look like. I'd
Ryan
have to see
Wiggins
some projections.
Wouldn't do hair that like a 44, 43, whatever you are, year old man would have. You'd do hair that like a 19-year-old surfer dude from Southern California in 1987 would have.
Oh, yeah. I'd go full Rachel.
Okay. I'll have the Rachel. Thank you. Put it right here. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're watching to see what the president has to say. According to my research, it might have to do something with IVF. There might be an announcement that comes from the White House that is in regards to IVF and its accessibility in the United States. So keep it here. When the president makes that announcement, we will carry it. We'll be right back. Growing like a breeze, country roads,
take me home. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy. They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Check it out.
Sports and local.
Hannaford's Hospitable Hoedown.
Oh, forgot about that one.
I did too. At least it was hospitable. All right, we dive into the sports and local. Good to be back on. Yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals had a couple of finalists for the Gold Glove Award announced. Rawlings puts these awards. I think last I heard, there is a chance that Rawlings may be announcing the Gold Glove winners from here in St. Louis.
Why?
Because their headquarters are here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
By Westport,
and Westport, yeah. And they did this a few years ago. And there was talks about them potentially doing this again. How cool would it be if a Cardinal won the Gold Glove in St. Louis?
Is there any shot that a Cardinal, do you think that any, Mason Wynn was one of them?
So Mason Wynn and Victor Scott are the two finalists for the St. Louis Cardinals. Wynn, of course, plays shortstop, joined by Nick Allen of the Braves and Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. Victor Scott plays center field. He was joined by Pete Crow Armstrong of the Chicago Cubs and Jacob Young of the Washington Nationals. If I were to take a prediction here, make a prediction.
Handicap this for us.
I would go ahead and say that Wynn is the favorite to win the Gold Glove at shortstop, and that while Victor Scott will definitely get one someday, this will not be his year. I think it'll probably be Jacob Young that gets it.
Wasn't there some sort of record that if Mason Wynn, a Cardinals shortstop, wins another Gold Glove, because it was the shortstop position, that they would break some kind of record for Cardinal shortstops or something like that?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me because, you know, we did have a guy back in the day that won a few back in the 80s.
Royce
maybe
Clayton.
Nickname. That was good.
Ooh.
Whoa. What got thrown? Something got thrown at Ryan from across the studio.
I don't know who threw it.
Do not besmirch the name of Ozzie Smith.
I did
not. The Wizard.
Did you besmirch the name of Royce Clayton?
You can't even say it.
Doesn't matter. Where are you going?
Mason Wynn ranked this past year fifth in all of baseball in defensive runs saved, trailing only Bobby Witt, who plays for the Kansas City Royals among shortstop. Victor Scott in center field ranked seventh in Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved, better than every outfielder besides Pico Armstrong of the Cubs and Sadane Rafaela of the Red Sox. So both of these guys had phenomenal years defensively for the Cardinals. And, you know, it is an accomplishment to get to this point regardless. Mason Wynn was a finalist last year and did not win. A lot of Cardinal fans were not happy about that, including myself. But I think that there's a pretty good chance that he will win his first of many Gold Gloves in 2025. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery walked into federal court on Tuesday, but he didn't walk out. As a federal judge said, he no longer thinks it is possible to properly supervise the sheriff on house arrest. The newest federal charges of witness tampering and intimidation come with a twist on that a judge said he could not get past. Prosecutors allege the sheriff used a burner phone to make alleged tampering and intimidation calls.
Oh, no. This is getting worse and worse.
And to have like a secret Snapchat. Did you know kids today have burner phones?
No.
Do they seriously?
Kids get burner phones, or friends will sell for like $50 a spare phone that they have so that they can access Wi-Fi and create a whole bunch of fake,
that's
or not fake,
crazy.
Social media accounts. Social media accounts that their families don't know about.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
When I think of burner phones, when I was growing up, it was like beepers and pagers for drug dealers. Now when I hear burner phones, I think of teenagers.
Wow.
On social media.
And the former St. Louis sheriff.
Yeah.
So he's still in prison now?
As far as I know, from everything I've seen, yeah, he's being held right now. Some of the incidents are alleged to have occurred while the sheriff was on house arrest for a misdemeanor civil rights charge. Prosecutors also alleged that Montgomery was cagey about his marijuana use and the number of guns he possessed. A court supervision rep said the sheriff reported having 5 guns that needed to be taken from him while on house arrest. Court officials said they discovered Montgomery had 14 guns in his home. So that's fun.
What's the first thought you have when you're like, oh, I'm not leaving court today? Mine is, wish I would have brought my toiletries.
And for what use?
I don't know whether they give you a toothbrush and stuff. They probably do, but I want to have my own. And my contact case.
I wonder if they let you wear wear your contacts in prison.
It's a good question. You could probably find that out.
I bet I could. I'm not going to, but I could. I got some zoo news for you all.
Zoo news?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start.
I think that's at 4:15.
No, that's Sue's news, not zoo news. The St. Louis Zoo is losing one of its polar bears. Kalik is heading to the Oregon Zoo later this fall in an attempt to sustain the polar bear population in the U.S. They're doing some research out at the Oregon Zoo as a part of the Polar Bear Population Alliance's initiative.
So the polar bear population here is too high, but in Oregon it's too low. Scientists have determined.
You're catching on. This is why we do Zoo's News, to educate you, Ryan. Kalik is the name of one of the polar bears. He came with his brother, Caillou. It's kind of cute.
Caillou? Everybody hates Caillou.
What?
Caillou?
Yeah.
What's Caillou?
You don't know what Caillou is?
Jordan?
No.
Caillou is a little bald kid who sasses his parents all the time and they cave to him. It's a show. It's the worst.
I was thinking of Cairo.
No. No.
That's a hockey player?
There's a meme like that would go around during like big elections. It's like some people hate Republicans, some people hate Democrats, but everybody hates Caillou. I don't know.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, you can read. There's a few people. I can't read Frank's comment about Caillou on here, but I can understand where you're coming from. Scooter says, I love Caillou. That is all you need to know, Scooter. I'm calling you out. You would love, if one person liked Caillou, it would be Scooter Von Doniken on our YouTube chat. Go on. Make a YouTube short out of this, too, because people are with me on this one.
The two polar bears just recently came to the St. Louis Zoo in March of 2025. And so now there will be just one. But they say it won't be an issue also for the brother to be alone. That's pretty normal for polar bears.
Yeah, because they're asexual.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong with you?
Go ahead.
Zoo news. onto the next sports and local story. This is sports. This is sports. The U.S.
We'll
chess championships are taking place in the Central West End this very week.
Chess is huge here.
I love that it is, too. It's one of the coolest things that we have going. It's just that it's so unique, to
hear. Yeah.
Could I beat you at chess, Ryan?
I do what I call a Ulysses S. Grant approach.
Dear God.
And I just throw everything I have at you.
What, the chess pieces? You just throw them at me?
I'm all in. Yeah.
I've never played chess in my life. You could beat me if
then
you
Then I'd probably beat you.
There's in total 24 of the best players in the country involved in this event, 12 for the women's event and 12 for in the open event. The 2025 championships are open to the public and continue through October 24th, so still over a week.
You can just show up and be in the tournament?
That's what it sounds like. No mobile devices are allowed inside, and it says the security is pretty strict. The women and men are playing in round-robin tournaments with a total prize purse of over $400,000.
Ooh, I could use that.
You have to win it.
12 best men in the world, in the country.
I'm going to create a diversion and run away with the purse.
It's videos of Ryan throwing chess pieces at his opponent.
You know what I always forget to do, though? Hit the timer at the end. I try to hit somebody right between the eyes with like the rook, but then I got to remember to hit the timer.
Just trying to hit everyone with everything.
They're like, you can't do that. You
Thank you,
the timer.
Ethan, for this contribution to our show.
Zoo news, legitimate sports news.
The more you say legitimate in it, the less I'm convinced. But thank you. Annie, are you okay with Trisha next in studio with us? Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
We've all determined that this is going to be subpar.
This is going to be very mediocre.
Subpar is below par. And that's good in golf, Annie.
It's as mansplaining as he gets.
Here we go. Do not get these two started.
I was talking about sport, Annie. It's the ones with the balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the ones with the balls. Unless you're playing chess, then you just throw the pieces. In golf, you throw golf balls at each other.
Woman allegedly changes eye color while pregnant so her child can be born with blue eyes.
Excuse me, what?
A Russian cosmetologist went viral on social media after claiming she changed her eye color during pregnancy so her baby would be born with the new eye color.
Cosmetologist sounds like a Russian word.
The cosmetologist.
Does this work?
My mom's one.
No.
Okay.
Because she believed her DNA would rearrange itself to reflect her altered eye color.
How is the IQ?
Child's eye color. Healthcare professionals say that's not how it works.
So do scientists and people with common sense.
Annie, are you okay with changing eye color?
Sure, if you want it.
This can be done through a variety of procedures, such as
contacts,
artificial iris implants, and laser treatments, to name a couple.
Oh my gosh, no.
What would you change yours to if you could?
I like my blue eyes.
Oh, you have blue? Yeah. Why would you ever change from blue if you have blue eyes?
I'd change mine to black.
Be so scary.
That'd be horrifying.
Just for Halloween, though.
I don't like it.
That's how
DNA works. Since she was a bad cosmetologist, can we call her a Russian cosmonaut?
Can we turn his mic off, please?
I tried. I already tried. I'm doing what I can. Steve's always like, Annie, keep the show going. Keep it moving. I'm like, I can't. Ryan's there.
Oh, it's a fun time. It's
cosmonaut?
A fun time. Yeah, like she's a bad cosmetologist, so she is a cosmonaut.
I have been to an eye doctor in my lifetime, I believe, twice. Total. Ever. I don't really know all the ins and outs of contacts. I know you can get colored contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever... Do you have contacts?
I've glasses? Had them, but I don't regularly use them.
Do you wear glasses at home at all?
I wear them when I'm broadcasting. That's the time I use them the most.
You have glasses, Ryan.
Yes.
How bad is your vision?
Pretty bad.
Is it? Can you see without help?
My contacts like Coke bottles.
Your contacts?
Please explain.
So thick.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Brad?
No contacts, no glasses.
Trisha?
I have glasses for driving at night and seeing the TV.
Okay. I don't...
Very specific.
If you were wearing color... Nobody in here is wearing colored contacts then.
No.
No.
Would it affect the way you see?
No.
Highly doubt it.
I'd like rose-colored contacts so I could see the world in a happier way.
And I'll do Blanche.
I hate you. He's the Golden Girls joke that we need on this show. That's what the show is lacking.
Yes.
Not anymore.
And in the next one, I'll try to work in Mama's Family.
All right. Instagram says they are safeguarding teens by limiting them to PG-13 content. Have you guys covered this at all?
No, but I am very interested in it.
So in an announcement from Meta this week, teenagers on Instagram will be restricted to seeing PG-13 content by default and won't be able to change their settings without a parent's permission. This means kids using teen-specific accounts will see photos and videos on Instagram that are similar to what they would see in PG-13 movies. No sex, drugs, dangerous stunts, among a few. Anyone under 18 who signs up for Instagram is automatically placed on...
Anyone who says that they're under 18.
That's where I'm... Yes. Like,
this is not hard.
That's what makes the internet a not safe place.
Nobody. The internet is the most dangerous place for your kids to be right now. I include social media in that. The social media is the corner of the internet that is incredibly, incredibly awful for your kids to have unfettered access to. The lying that takes place and the parent-approved lying that takes place for kids to sign up to these things and just say that they're, you know, 10 years older than they are or whatever it might be. The access to self-harm things, to pornography for men, for women alike, for like gender dysphoria rabbit hole that you can go down, the eating disorder rabbit hole that you can go down. They're just out there. Like, I imagine the internet is a room full of people who want to prey on your kids. And when you hand over the phone and you don't supervise every move that they make, you're just putting them in a room and closing the door and saying, let me know how it goes. Am I wrong, Ethan? You're the closest to...
No. That's actually a really good way of putting
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought kudos to Meta for trying, but... And my question is, are you okay with parental controls on social media?
Yes. I actually think that there should be zero advertising. Nobody should be able to pay to sponsor anything that gets in front of children's eyes on social media. Social media should be social between people who know each other. Or if you want to have, like, celebrity... if you want to be able to follow different types of accounts, the Annie Fry Show as an account, like if you want to be able to follow that type of stuff, it needs to be supervised by the parents. The parents need to be the ones who are responsible for it. But no penny should be made on social media by advertisers trying to get content. It's not even products. They're not trying to get you to buy this kind of lip gloss. They're trying to get you to think a certain way. And they can expose you. You can find yourself in algorithms that can be so devastating for the mental health of these kids. And they're being forged in this. They're being mentally forged in a groupthink that is being paid to be a certain way. And it's not to serve your child. It is the devil's playground. I know that there are people who are listening to this right now who probably know me personally and think I am super uptight about this. But I'm trying, I guess, to set the tone on super uptight so some people feel a little more comfortable being like, at least I'm not as crazy as Annie Fry. That's fine. You can say that. But I'm not giving my children over to what the world says is cool right now because I won't get my kids back. No, not negotiating it. I encourage you to put this on your kids' screen at YouTube at home. Put me up here being a crazy butt mom about protecting my children. And then if you want to be a little bit more towards the moderate side of me, but still a little more protective of your kids than you have been doing, I can take the heat. I'm fine with that. The world is out to get your kids without the internet. The internet is the fast pass to handing your kids over to the vices that will get them. Because the internet will find what your kid's vice is before they even know what it is. And in some cases, it's irrecoverable. I've sat my older two kids down and showed them articles and videos of parents who have lost their 15-year-old kid because their 15-year-old kid got convinced to send some sort of nude pic to somebody. And then they turn it around because this is catfish. It's not a girl who's saying, I like you. I'd like to see this picture. Maybe they get sent pictures, whatever. Then it turns into, give me $300. I don't have $300. I can give you $50 or whatever. And then it turns into, I need $1,000 or I'm telling your family. I'm telling your church. I'm telling your friends. I'm selling it to your school. Send it to your school. You're never going to amount to anything. And then these kids kill themselves.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
And I've showed that to my kids. And I'm like, Don't ever do that. B, if you do that, you come straight to me. I will hug you.
We
I will love
figure
you.
Figure it out.
We will get through it together. You are more important to me than anything.
Amen.
Ever. But we have to, as parents, I do want the social media companies to take more of initiative in protecting the younger people who are doing it, but the parents have to be the front line. Always. In everything. It's the job.
Tennis player who said a kiss caused his positive methamphetamine test gets a 4-year suspension. Giancarlo Oliveira, who represents Venezuela, was suspended for 4 years by the International Tennis Integrity Agency last week. He was provisionally suspended back in January following a positive test in November of 2024. He denied taking the drug and made his argument at a hearing with an independent tribunal, which decided he couldn't prove the drug's presence was unintentional. He will be eligible to compete again in January of 2029. Annie, are you okay with tennis?
I love tennis. My husband and I used to play tennis when we had like little kids that we could put in a stroller and kind of attend to a little bit. It was a fun way to stay active. But we haven't kept that up. I always thought that'd be something we'd maybe do in retirement.
Is that guy's argument that I don't take meth, but I do make out with people who do?
That is the argument.
Is like a drug.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't me.
Yep.
Very well done, Ethan.
Thank you.
Do any of you people play tennis?
Pickleball. I played pickleball.
Yeah. I played a little bit. I didn't play in high school or anything, but mm-hmm. I played it for fun.
Can I beat you in tennis?
Because here we go.
I have no idea. I don't know. Are you hitting from the girls' tees?
Yeah, right there with you.
Oh.
I don't even want this argument. I'm just trying to make something
He's
out of it.
Sitting under the desk.
I don't care.
It's okay. I know. It's okay. You can just admit that you lost. All right, let's go take a break and go to, when we come back, a quick dip in to see what President Trump's announcement is about. It is about IVF treatment. We'll hear what the president has to say when we come back. Don't go away. Listen to the president from the Oval Office. He's making an announcement on fertility drugs and IVF right now. Let's listen in, Brad.
We just had a call, as you know, with President Putin. I thought it was a very good call, so we'll talk about it maybe later. But it went very well. We're here today to announce a historic victory for American women, mothers, and families with the actions I will outline this afternoon will dramatically slash the cost of IVF and the treatment and many of the most common fertility drugs for countless millions of Americans. Prices are going way down, way, way down. I want to thank Libby Horn, who is the Senior Vice President of Fertility of EMD Serrano. So I want to thank you. Let's see here. That's what
Mr.
I thought.
President.
I thought it was you. Thank you, Libby, very much. And let me also thank the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose wife destroyed the people on The View yesterday. I have to say that. She's I'm not going to ever get into an argument with her. And you've decided. You learned that a long time ago, right? She did a great job, actually. Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick. Thank you, Howard. Secretary of Labor, Lori Chavez DeRemer.
So you have President Trump from the White House talking about an effort to lower the cost of fertility drugs, specifically IVF. I think this is a really big deal. It sure takes the wind out of the sails from what the left was saying leading into this past election, because there was a lot of discussion. Some people from the right who were trying to make the case that IVF is like if you're going to be pro-life, you can't be pro-IVF. And I've even heard Charlie Kirk has made arguments about like the IVF process and the thought behind it. But President Trump has always said, and Senator Katie Britt is standing right behind him, they came out strongly against any sort of anti-IVF messaging that was coming out of the Republican Party. And is like, no, this campaign and this administration is pro-IVF and pro-babies and very much so in support of it. And this really backs that up. So massive discounts announced on fertility drugs. And, you know, you got to wonder how many people who have gone through IVF who know that the process are hearing this and thinking, wow, this I wish I would have had access to that. But also, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to have more children. I think there's a problem that is attempting to be addressed here, too, which is a shrinking population.
You know, this is sort of one of the weird dichotomies of the Trump administration is that there's always so much happening and there's so much change and there's just so many initiatives simultaneously being enacted that when one like this happens, most of the country may not even know it or hear about it. And it's one that is pretty bipartisan. I think that everybody would be pretty on board with this. But I just don't know how much credit he's going to get for making this happen, because there's just always so much more in the news.
And I don't know that we have enough information on it specifically right now. The Mark Rear Show might have a little bit more once they get to it. But, you know, discounts on fertility drugs, are these negotiated with the drug companies to make it cost less, or is it subsidized? Because, boy, is that not the difference?
It's a huge difference
between one administration and the other, and what we've seen President Trump do with the cost of a lot of the other medications. Was it Pfizer who they worked with first?
Yeah, Pfizer first.
That the negotiations take place in the private sector to make the private sector, you know, in Trump's terms, I'm sure, correct course, so that we're not overpaying, so that other countries cannot. I mean, if this is a private sector adjustment making IVF more affordable, I think that that's a pretty incredible development. If it's taxpayer dollars being taken and given to that, then that's a big government problem that I might have. Ethan, you want to give us the results of today's YouTube live chat poll?
I will gladly. It's a barn burner in the YouTube live chat poll today. 238 votes. Do you believe minorities should have special consideration when drawing congressional districts? 96% say no. Told you it's a barn burner.
Might have seen that coming. I don't know. We appreciate you being with us. A reminder, you can podcast the Annie Fry Show wherever you get podcasts from, but you can also stream 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative, the Fox News Radio affiliate here in St. Louis, on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. So if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app right now, you keep it right here, because just like on 97.1 FM on the old radio dial, the Mark Reardon Show is coming up next. What do you want from me?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.